Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching, and this audio blog is entitled Situational Confidence, Three Keys to Reaching Higher. I spent 15 years as a trainer doing what lots of people hate doing, which is public speaking. When I was a kid, I was really shy. I couldn't even socialise with the other kids at the mother and baby club that my mum took me to. If we fast forward to now, I'm still very happy to speak in public. Socialising effectively and networking, I have to apply techniques to get over the nerves and shyness that could turn me into feeling like a shy kid again. And let's face it, it's not really the done thing to hide behind your mum sucking your thumb at a networking event. Situational confidence is that feeling of being at home in a particular situation and being able to easily cope and enjoy what's happening. It's a blessing when you're learning to be self-assured and boost self-esteem. My confidence is bolstered by the fact that I can make presentations very easily, so when it's time for networking, I take a deep breath and I apply what I know to this situation, and slowly my confidence in this area is building. Your gift may be that you can socialise with anyone, and despite this, the thought of public speaking scares you. Well, if so, just know that you're not alone, but there are ways to apply your confidence from your social life into your working life. So, here are three keys to getting the most from situational confidence and reaching higher. Firstly, know your expertise. And this is where it can be both a blessing and a curse to understand situational confidence, but bear with me. Knowing your expertise means that you can bring elements of what you're good at into play in a situation where you need confidence. However, knowing your skill might not stretch that far can cause you some difficulty and knock your confidence a little bit. However, if you know your skills don't stretch that far, then ask yourself what you need to gain, ask yourself how you can get it, and ask yourself how soon you can get it. If you feel out of your depth, acknowledge it. It doesn't constitute failure, and we're not all great at everything. Number two, don't assume that you know what others think of you. Have you ever been caught somebody frowning at you from across a room? Or have they seemingly dived out of the way when you've gone to talk to them? Have you imagined the horror of people whispering and laughing while you're making a presentation? If you're not confident in the situation, you tend to make up entire stories as to why these events might be taking place and then automatically assume the worst. These things then take on monster proportions, and before you know it, you're wishing you were somewhere, just anywhere else. So here's why those three scenarios may have happened, and as they have happened to me. Firstly, that person had forgotten his glasses and couldn't work out if it was actually me he was looking at, so he was squinting at me. It was a contact who was looking for me at a networking event. They were desperate for the loo and had been tied up in agonising conversation for far too long, and they'd be right back. And finally, they were laughing in agreement because actually I'm quite funny at times when I'm speaking, and I sometimes forget this. So you see, it's really easy to make misunderstandings escalate. So relax and you'll be more confident. Don't assume you know what others think of you. Number three, check your comfort level in at the door. Do you know what your boundaries are? The very idea of me becoming a trainer was laughable given how shy I used to be. And being told by somebody close to me I'd never be able to do it, I decided that wasn't good enough and the devil's advocate on my shoulder could just do one. My comfort zone had previously extended to working in a small team. I then left my job to attend university full time, and then I had a role that involved me attending standard trade shows, and then I moved into training. So each change has meant extending boundaries, and you take the confidence learned and gained in each step and pile it onto your next set of experiences, and it gives you a cumulative effect. So do something that sets your nerves jangling a little bit each time, and it'll give you a sense of achievement and more confidence to play with for the next opportunity. These three keys to understanding how you can take confidence from one situation to the next will make you feel more able to apply what you know and to push your boundaries even further. So keep reaching higher. Thank you for listening. This is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching. Come check out the website on www.sugarboxcoaching.com. Follow on Facebook, facebook.com/sugarboxcoaching, or follow me on Twitter, and I am Sugarbox Coach. Until next time.